I'm hoping that over time, the Festival O, whether 18, 19, 20, and onward, becomes a place that both people in Philadelphia, but people outside Philadelphia, come to touch the future of opera. And I believe that that future is going to be found through artists. So not my ideas as the general director and producer, but the idea of artists. So Nikita Depa and Glass Handle were both proposals from the artists themselves of what they wanted to do. And so for that reason, it fits in, because I think what we're experiencing here with this festival is that we're seeing excited artists doing their thing that's most important to them. And that, in turn, is exciting audiences. And that sort of organic relationship between artists and audiences, I think, is manifest in Glass Handle and Nikita Depa in particular, because they take such a different point of view in terms of the artistic expression, which came from the artists themselves.
Well, of course, one of the highlights of 017 was not only an example of looking to the future, but also really grounding it in the past and present. And that was We Shall Not Be Moved, which this year is going to be your opera on the Mall broadcast. And in part, that's been funded by a crowdfunding effort. Why that particular opera for the Mall broadcast, and also why the crowdfunding approach?
First of all, We Shall Not Be Moved was what I would describe as radically sold out at 017. So there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that wanted to get tickets and couldn't. We even added performances and we couldn't satisfy demand. And then we went on and produced it at the Apollo in Harlem, sold out. And then we were invited to Amsterdam to produce it at an opera festival in March there. Sold out, huge hits in all these cities. And we were like, wow, this is a story that isn't rooted just in Philadelphia. This is a story about us, the world. And so we have to get that story out in a bigger way. What could we do? And of my staff, who were brilliant and actually captured HD footage of it last year, you know, suggested that maybe we could use that footage and do it at Opera on the Mall. And of course, that was a no-brainer. Now, Opera on the Mall is something that doesn't happen inexpensively because we do it at a really high quality. And we'd had foundations and corporations come forward to want to fund it. And it had, a modest amount of money that needed to finish. And we thought that in the spirit of the piece, we wanted to give not only foundations and corporations an opportunity to own it and to be a part of it in a producing kind of way, that's the very instinct and nature of crowdsource funding. And so that's what we decided to do instead of seeking out an individual to, fill out the last amount. We thought we'd go to as many people as possible. Because Opera on the Mall in general is meant to be a very democratic approach to disseminating opera. But this piece in particular needs to go an extra mile to make sure everybody's invited. And so we thought the crowdsourcing was a way to embody that spirit. And it turned out that's what happened. And we raised all our money.
Speaking of tickets, how is the response for this year's festival going so far?
We're really thrilled. You know, the first festival, 017 inaugural, there's a lot of buzz and you're sort of going, what's going to happen the next year? And, you know, as we've talked, the contours of the festival, the programming is very robust and has lots of entry points and a lot of edges to it. And people are responding to it. So We are completely at our fairly aggressive sales targets. Glass Handle's completely sold out, and some of the other performances are starting to get really full. And as we sort of wake up from the slumber of Labor Day, we expect the next couple of weeks to be very, very busy at the box office. But it's just the response, genuine response from people, our patrons, our customers, and the press. Has been extraordinary. So far, I'm very happy.